Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
My guest is Charles A. Francis. He's the co-founder and director of the Mindfulness Meditation Institute. He's published many articles. He has a couple books on mindfulness meditation. Charles, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You know, before we go into this next part about, you know, emotional wounds and healing from emotional wounds, because I find that topic really interesting. Before we do that, there is something that was in your ebook, I think it was in the Mindfulness in the Workplace ebook, about writing meditation. What do you mean by writing meditation?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a very powerful tool that we developed for healing the wounds from our past. It all works together. The writing meditation is based on loving kindness meditation, which is not new. That has its roots in Buddhism and other Eastern traditions. And basically what it is a set of affirmations. For example, may I be more loving, more compassionate, more understanding. And the idea being that we change, we change our attitudes and our views about other people. So we reinforce these ideas in our mind and we'll begin to see the world along those lines. Now, traditionally, what they've done is they've either recited the verses or they've listened to somebody else read them, or we repeat them silently in our mind. But I don't know if it occurred to anybody to see what would happen if we write them down. So that's what we did. We've taken the verses and we've kind of modified them a little bit to specifically target certain things that we want to reinforce. And then we just write them by hand on a notebook for about 5 to 10 minutes a day. That's all it takes. And what we found is in less than a week, you know, we found our attitudes and our behaviors changing because we started to see people differently. For example, you know, some people who were very shy, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we're at the store talking to strangers, you know, just engaging them and, you know, pleasant conversation, talking to the cashier. And what we found later on is that was very instrumental in resolving issues with people from our past, people that, you know, we may have had some anger and resentment toward. And the reason that happens is because we changed our views about people in general. So that allowed us to see them with more compassion, be more understanding of their suffering when they did the things that harmed us. So this writing meditation.
Does this naturally then just lead to, you know, forgiveness more? You know, being able to forgive somebody that's harmed you in the past? Is that by understanding them more, you understand their situation, you're able to forgive them a little bit more easier, and then now you can move on from that?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what it does. Because it just changed our overall attitudes towards people. You know, people in our present day, and people in our past. And also the practice of mindfulness, as we begin to see things a little deeper, we start to, like, say, for example, you know, our parents, you know, they may have done things or said things that hurt us. But, you know, when we were children, we couldn't understand, you know, what they were going through. Maybe they were struggling to make ends meet and they were under a lot of stress. And, you know, we just, as children, we don't understand that. All we know is that they, you know, made some comment that hurt us. So yeah. When we begin to see that, we begin to let go and forgive.
You know, in your experience, Charles, when you are dealing with somebody with an emotional wound, you know, from their past, dealing with somebody, a situation, whatever it is, if they don't deal with it, right, if they can't move on from that, how does that affect them, you know, in the now, in the present? Not just emotionally, but even physically. I mean, do you see you know, holding on to these kind of emotional wounds, does that even affect people physically?
Oh, yeah. Well, what the mindfulness meditation practice does is it helps us function at a more optimal level. When we think of health, good health, we generally think of not being ill. However, on the flip side, you know, how do we want to perform better? You know, we don't think of, you know, how can our body and mind perform at an optimal level? And the mindfulness meditation practice does that. So anything that prevents us from being mindful is going to be an obstacle to us having best health possible. That's both mentally, physically, and emotionally. Because they found that mindfulness meditation actually improves the immune system. So if you improve the immune system, that's something that's going to prevent a whole host of physical ailments.
Yeah, and you know, and you just didn't, you know, as a medical doctor myself, and you know, doing some counseling and stuff, I also noticed that when people hold on to a lot of things in their past, even when there's something good happening in their lives, they somehow taint it a little bit because of that past. They always are able to bring up that past and use the word but. You know, things are going well, but, you know,
yeah.
And I just feel like they never fully experience, you know, the success of something that's going on for them, you know, in the present. I'm going to give the website real quick again. It's mindfulnessmeditationinstitute.org, all one word. His name is Charles A. Francis, and on that site you can find his articles and his book. I'm going to move the conversation a little bit to this mindfulness in the workplace. You mentioned that organizations are using this to, you know, increase productivity, for instance. So are you working with specific companies and corporations, Charles?
At the current time, no. Right now my focus has been the book itself. But the way mindfulness and mindfulness meditation helps us increase productivity is because it improves a lot of our mental functions. It improves memory. It improves concentration, focus. It improves our abstract thinking. It improves our creativity. Now, these are skills that are vital, you know, for us being productive in the workplace. Because very often, you know, we go into the workplace and we do the best job we can. But, you know, if our mind is filled with unnecessary or excess thinking or clutter. You know, a lot of things that go on in our mind are just rehashing of things. So that's like unnecessary traffic. But when it's clear from that, the thoughts that we want to get through can get through a lot easier and a lot quicker. So it literally improves our ability to think faster, you know, therefore our IQ and our memory as well. You know, it makes it easier to access our memory. So it makes us more efficient. And with mindfulness, we can also see things from a much broader perspective. In other words, we can see things in terms of our departments or the whole organization, the whole community, how our actions affecting having farther reaching implications. So
again, the website, I'm going to give the website again. It's mindfulnessmeditationinstitute.org. My guest is Charles A. Francis. He's the co-founder and director of the Mindfulness Meditation Institute. So what's in your future, Charles? What, are you working on a new book or something, or what's up?
Well, I'm thinking about next year. The next book is going to be about mindfulness and relationships, you know, how to, you know, delve deeper into that and how to.
Okay. You know. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Charles. I appreciate you coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.